This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. There was a time when landlocked Atlantic salmon were abundant in Lake Champlain and its tributaries. But for a century and a half, these salmon were not reproducing naturally in the Lake Champlain Basin. But scientists are cautiously optimistic that things might be changing. This year, salmon fry have been found in the Lake Champlain Basin. Fry is the name for young salmon after they've hatched, lost their yolk sac, and can swim freely. Finding fry this year is a big deal. It's just the third time in the last 150 years that that has happened. And the previous two times were in 2016 and 2017. When no fry were found last year, it was a worry. Joining us now to talk more about salmon restoration efforts is Jadzia Hannon-Moonstone, a biological technician for U.S. Fish and Wildlife based here in Vermont. Jadzia, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi.
Can you tell us where these fry were found?
Yeah, so we found these fry in the Boquet River, which is over in Willsboro, New York. So we've been sampling different sample sites along the north branch of that river for the past 5 weeks. And so there was one particular site where we found most of those fish.
Salmon fry are small. How do you find them?
We snorkel. So we're in dry suits from head to toe, and we have snorkel masks on, and we're basically army crawling through the river for hours.
For hours?
Yeah.
And then you see them, and it's like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
is there
really
excitement?
Exciting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were jumping up and down.
So it was, yeah. or swimming up and
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
So, okay, so there are some small fish in a river in New York. What's the big deal?
So that the fact that we found fish means that the adult fish – in the first place, can get up there, which is really important in their movement. There was a big dam that was removed a couple years ago. And so it means that the fish can get over the cascades that were created to take out the dam. So they can get up over there. They can swim all the way up there. It's pretty far. It opened up – when we took the dam down, it opened up 100 miles of habitat. It means the fish can get up there. And then it means the fish have – adequate habitat to lay their eggs. They create these nests that are called reds. So they lay their eggs. And then the big part is that the eggs can survive through the winter. So in the Champlain Valley, as well as many other places, but particularly here, we have big concern about these particles that are in the water. So salmon create their nests that they bury the eggs and then they cover them in gravel. And then when there's fine particles in the sediment, it basically covers up all the little holes that the gravel creates for airflow, and it entombs the eggs. So the eggs basically suffocate there and are never able to hatch. So finding the adult fish up there is a big deal, and then finding the eggs that hatched into these fry is an even bigger deal because it means that the habitat is at a certain quality so that these fish can survive that long, and then they can eventually grow up and move out to the lake and hopefully come back.
Is that why there haven't been naturally reproducing salmon for the last 150 years? Because we stock our waterways. So it's this sediment in the river, these particles in the river that are causing problems. I mean, is that where the problem lies?
It's a combination of factors. So that's a big one. That's a big factor in the Winooski River as well, which is another place that we sample. Another big thing is that the adults can't get up in a lot of places, especially the Winooski River. We use a fish lift and we stick all the fish in a truck and we haul them above the other two dams. But in many systems, they can't get beyond the first barrier. So that's a big deal. And then there are some other factors that influence it, their survival as well.
Can you talk a little bit about the stocking program and how that works and how that, you know, is the goal here to have these salmon reproduce naturally so that eventually we won't need to be stocking, or is that not the goal?
There's a combination of goals. It's a partnership between U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Vermont Fish and Wildlife, and New York DEC. And so combined, they do stock for the eventual goal of natural reproduction in systems like the Boquet and the Winooski River, as well as we stock for recreational fishing. That's a big part, especially for the states. So we try to not only do the scientific research of it, but also provide fishing resources for anglers.
I was reading about landlocked salmon and other states are having similar programs, and some are stocking and some have some naturally reproducing populations. And in Maine, for example, they're saying that in some places they have the stocking program because there isn't this natural reproduction, but in other waterways there is natural reproduction. Is there anywhere in Vermont where salmon are reproducing naturally and we don't need the stocking program?
No, not with landlocked Atlantic salmon.
So everywhere in Vermont where you see salmon, they've probably been stocked there.
Yeah, yeah.
So there were fry found in the Winooski River in 2016 and 2017. Mm-hmm. Are you tracking those fish? I mean, are you going to see if they can – how would we know if they're able to survive into adulthood?
The adults – or the fish that we found a couple years ago, we don't have any way to monitor them over time. They're so small when we catch them, and we want them to have the best chance at life. We can monitor them in some way that if they return, we do clip the fins of certain fish that we stock. And so we can have some idea of that the fish is naturally reproduced if it doesn't have a clipped fin. That varies too, because sometimes they grow back. as an adult fish, it varies. But in the Winooski system, we actually do telemetry research with the adult fish. And then we can see where they go in the river. When they come to the fish lift, we stick a radio tag in them. We surgically implant a radio tag. And then when we put them upstream of Essex 19, the third most dam, we put them in this big habitat area. And we have radio tags in them. And we monitor where they swim within the river to try to identify the spots that they are using to identify habitat use and spawning areas, as well as places where there's better quality habitat.
So you found the fry there in 2016 and 2017, not in 2018, mm-hmm. and in fact didn't find fry anywhere. And then this year, hooray, they've been found in the Boquette River, but not in the Winooski. So do you see it as sort of a celebration that they're found anywhere in the Champlain Basin, or are you really looking for those two rivers to continually have this population that you can find?
We'd like to continually see them over time. The Winooski system, we had low returns of adults last year. We only saw 42 fish come to the fish ladder last year. And so we do red monitoring. So we go around and we try to find all the nests that the fish lay. And we only found two in the Winooski system, whereas we found, I think, 160 in the Boquette River. So that gives us some indication of whether or not we should even the amount of effort we should put in looking for these fish. So we went out and we monitored the Winooski system, where we found the reds, and tried to find them. But the success ratio is just so small that to find fish from two reds, they would have to all survive.
Given that the goal right now isn't to stop the stocking program, and it doesn't sound like that's really something that's anticipated in the future, is it just neat that we're seeing some naturally reproducing salmon? Is the main takeaway here and the main value that this is telling us something about the quality of our waterways? Or, you know, is there a sort of deeper meaning as well, or a combination of the two?
In my eyes, it's a combination of two. I am an enthusiastic fisheries biologist, and I love seeing them. And many of my coworkers are just enthused about it, and conservationists are really enthused about it. It does give us some indications of the habitat quality. As salmon are an indicator species, it means that because they utilize so much habitat as they move from the lake up into the rivers, it gives us some indication that there is positive habitat.
And what are you hearing from anglers, fish enthusiasts, people who like to paint fish? I mean, are they excited about this?
Yeah, people are really excited. I've talked to a lot of people who are just really excited to see them there.
Well, it's exciting to hear about. Jadzia Hannon Moonstone is a biological technician for U.S. Fish and Wildlife based here in Vermont, and she's been telling us about salmon fry that have been found in the Lake Champlain Basin. This is just the third time in the last 150 years that this has happened. Jadzia, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you.